According to a recent survey, Utahns are in favor of keeping the Electoral College. The poll, which was conducted by Dan Jones and Associates, found that 60% of Utahns are against abolishing the Electoral College, while 37% are in favor. Brian Schott, managing editor at UtahPolicy.com, says that the division surrounding the issue is very partisan.
Republicans really like the Electoral College system. We found that 75% of Utah Republicans think that the Electoral College should not be abolished. Meanwhile, as you might imagine, on the other side, Democrats don't like the Electoral College. We found that 85% of Utah Democrats say that the Electoral College should be abolished.
While the winner of the popular vote has failed to win the White House twice in the past 16 years, the last time there was such an outcome before 2000 was 1888, not exactly a regular occurrence. Damon Kahn, a professor of political science at Utah State University, adds that states with fewer Electoral College votes favor the current system for including their voices in picking the nation's next commander-in-chief.
Utah tends to be a state that is very pro-federalism, and Utah tends to be a state that cares about state voices in the national political system. And the Electoral College is designed to provide those kinds of voices. The intent was to make it so that candidates didn't just think about individual voters, but they thought about states when they were constructing their campaign strategies. And Utahns like the idea of having state voices heard.
Despite calls and petitions for Electoral College members to change their choice, reversing the election in favor of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton would require 38 faithless electors. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.